Recorded Books presents Black, Queer, and Untold, a new archive of designers, artists, and trailblazers by John Key, narrated by Jarrett Key. This book is dedicated to the ancestors, known and unknown. The Call. Quote by Ma Rainey. I can't tell my future, so I will tell my past. In August 2009, I arrived at the Rhode Island School of Design as an undergrad student, surrounded by artists, creative people who I just knew would understand me and my work. I had moved from Sill, Alabama, a small speck of a town on the map whose closest neighbors, Phenix City, Alabama, and Columbus, Georgia, were my big cities. Providence was my opportunity to find a tribe of people who would love my queer Black stories and who would nurture my identity as an artist. But I quickly realized this wasn't the case. In lectures, I did not learn anything or about anyone that intersected with my identity. During critiques, my work was met with muted voices and blank stares. I was the only Black person in my graphic design section. I was one out of two or three Black people in my graduating class. By my senior year, frustrated and seeking refuge, I turned to writing as a tool to question why my work was misunderstood and to answer the questions that were emerging inside me. How could I use art and design to tell stories about me and about my life? How did you make work that resonated with others? What stories were important to tell? My art practice started over two decades before, cultivated and supported by my mom. Growing up in Alabama, my mother, Linda, would transform our kitchen table with a repurposed wax Christmas tablecloth. Covered in faded green leaves and red holly berries, with a worn felt underside, the table became a craft zone for my twin, Jarrett, and me. You can imagine the masterworks made. Popsicle sculptures, clay forms baked in the oven, love notes for our mom. One time, Jarrett and I accidentally spilled a whole bottle of glitter off the table and onto the rug after she had explicitly told us to be careful. While screaming at the top of her lungs, "I hate glitter," Mom picked the bottles up and threw them out the front door. To this day, the woman will not even take a Christmas card out of the envelope if it has glitter on it. This craft time soon evolved into my first real introduction to art, music, and theater. From the age of five, I was heavily involved in church choir, pageants at school, theater camps, piano, band, etc. We also had a bulky family camcorder that Jarrett and I would use to create our own home short films. Around the age of 10, my curiosity for fine art blossomed further and I began teaching myself how to paint, struggling with watercolors, oils, and medium. This is also when I was introduced to website design. My mom brought home an HTML book gifted by her coworker who said, "Oh, your boys are smart. One of them might like this." And I loved it. I love the idea that text and language could be translated into visual form, an interactive space. I would spend hours coding kid clubs online and website landing pages for my Aunt Carolyn's floral businesses. Wanting to be an artist, and especially a graphic designer, was not a career option that I knew was possible. My mom was a project manager for a bank, and my dad, Ken, ran Key Construction, a small residential construction business. His tagline was "Building homes with craftsmanship." So we learned at an early age the dedication required to produce something beautiful and perfect for others to enjoy. Jarrett and I spent every summer working, starting around seventh grade, with Dad in the southern heat, painting homes, laying shingles on roofs, or scrubbing floors as the cleaning crew. "This is finished work," he would yell from across the room. My dad used this expression while we did the final late-night cleaning before the new homeowners would move in. Finish work meant the final result that everyone would see. It had to be perfect.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?